Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Rishi Sunak vowed to plough £100 billion into road, rail and broadband projects yesterday. The article features in the Daily Mail, saying that the Chancellor is pressing ahead with the government's plan for once-in-a-generation infrastructure spending. The Treasury also repeated its pledge to back the expensive HS2 rail route, and ministers will spend millions restoring many rail services cut by Dr. Beeching in the 1960s. However, it was announced the development of Crossrail 2, a line cutting across London, has been stopped. The Daily Telegraph adds that the government will finance the completion of Crossrail in return for Crossrail 2 to be stopped. A further £2.1 billion of taxpayers' money has been allocated to covering private train company losses during the coronavirus pandemic. The Herald features the article that says the Treasury announced the figure as part of its Department for Transport funding in the spending review. The government took over rail franchise agreements from train companies in March, following the collapse in demand for travel caused by the virus crisis. Train firms could ban walk-on tickets to stop overcrowding and aid social distancing during the Christmas getaway, rail sources have said to the Daily Telegraph. Operators are looking at potentially expanding restrictions already on some longer distance lines to deal with an expected surge of travellers over the winter break. This has prompted calls from passenger groups for more carriages to be added to ensure people can reach their destinations. Finally, in long-distance train operator Grand Central has confirmed its trains will run again from early December and has urged passengers to book their festive travel now. The company, which placed its services into hibernation during the current national lockdown, will return on December the 3rd with a reduced reservation-only timetable. Managing Director Richard McLean says getting trains back out there feels like an early Christmas present for themselves and passengers. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.